American elementary school, boys and girls ages 5 to 7 years old are building robots out of Legos. USU Extension Professor Paul Hill is at this day camp.
Experiences, they're preparing these youth for future jobs that don't exist yet.
I get to learn about robots and I get to play with Legos.
Charlotte Sullivan is one of the little students.
So you put the things on that you want it to do, and then you press go and it does the thing.
Does everyone grab a partner?
At the University of Utah Warnock Engineering Building, high school girls pair up to work on electrical circuits. Fremont High School senior Lily Nebaker is one of two dozen girls living on the U's campus this week and experiencing all different kinds of engineering.
So I really liked the chemical lab. I didn't realize that chemical engineers did so much, so I really liked that. But then with the nuclear reactor, that was really cool too to just see. And
a lot of people don't realize that we have a nuclear reactor here on campus.
Amy Arkwright and Jamie Garza are the coordinators of this high gear camp.
So they realize that engineering encompasses a large range of things.
If you're going to be doing engineering, you're going to be researching, you're going to be solving problems.
Not only do they get this college experience living on campus, but they also get an opportunity to earn a $1,000 scholarship to study engineering here at the U.
Several other STEM camps are also happening at the U this summer, and the Granite Technical Institute has camps for everything from biotechnology to programming to tech design each week. And back to robotics camp in Hurricane, Bill says even young kids can learn engineering.
Being able to think up different ideas to solve a problem is what they're going to need to change the world.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.